The World Health Organization has suspended a clinical trial of the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as a COVID-19 treatment. It cited safety concerns. US President Donald Trump said recently he was taking the drug but has since stopped. The WHO and health authorities around the world have warned of the drug's potentially dangerous side effects. There's also no definitive proof that it is effective against the coronavirus.
The executive group has implemented a temporary pause of the hydroxychloroquine arm within the Solidarity trial while the safety data is reviewed by the Data Safety Monitoring Board. The other arms of the trial are continuing.
Lawrence Gostin is a global health law professor at Georgetown University, and he joins us now from Washington, D.C. Thank you for your time. Given everything that President Trump has said about this drug, hydroxychloroquine, does this put him in an awkward situation, do you think?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the president has never been daunted by clinical evidence or scientific trials. It should give him pause, of course. But remember, you know, President Trump's own regulatory agency, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, had earlier issued a warning about using hydroxychloroquine outside of carefully controlled hospital conditions or clinical trials. And he ignored his own public health agency. He has a very well-known hostility to the World Health Organization. So I wouldn't think that this would change his mind at all, but it should.